Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, delegates, for your comments and recommendations. I will be commenting on the issues of data protection, freedom of expression, and freedom of the press. So on the issue of data protection, I am pleased to state that last year, Kenya did finally, the president did assent to the Data Protection Act 2019. This was in November 2019. Kenya believes that the data protection law framework is key to ensure that user rights and private user data that government and companies are entrusted with are protected. Over 90% of Kenyans can access the internet through their mobile phones, and the government has used this opportunity to provide services through online registration. The need to provide online services has hastened the collection and analysis of personal data. To access government services such as education, transport, and health, which are increasingly offered online, citizens must obtain national identity cards, and these cards contain demographic and biometric data of the person. However, we do acknowledge that the collection of this information can be misused, so the enactment of this data protection law has come at such an opportune time to uphold individual privacy and to safeguard the data of the Kenyan citizens. The right to privacy is not absolute in our constitution, and of course it can be restricted by procedure established by law, which is just, fair, and reasonable. On the issue of freedom of the press and protection of journalists, we note that the passing of the Kenya Information and Communication Amendment Act 2013 and the Media Council Act of 2013 ushered in a legal framework in media information and communication environment in Kenya. Kenya is bound by a series of international and regional legal instruments regarding free expression. Articles 33 and 34 of our Constitution expand the freedoms of expression and of the press, specifically by prohibiting the state from interfering with editorial independence of individual journalists, as well as both state-owned and private media. In the same breath, the Constitution also curbs press freedom with regards to privacy, incitement, hate speech, and anti-government propaganda in times of war. The Media Council Act establishes the Media Council of Kenya, and this is the body that sets the media standards and regulates and monitors compliance with those standards. Journalists have a medium through which they can file complaints against the government or individuals or organizations through the Media Complaints Commission that is established by this act. On the issue of access to information, Kenya did pass the Access to Information Act in 2016, and the regulations to operationalize this act have been prepared and are currently undergoing stakeholder consultations and public participation. And finally, on the issue of the freedom of assembly, the Constitution of Kenya guarantees the right to assemble, to demonstrate, to picket, and to present petitions to public authorities, although this has to be done peacefully and unarmed. So the Director of Public Prosecution has formed a joint committee to develop guidelines on the right to assembly in line with Article 37 of the Constitution, which deals with rights to peaceful assembly, demonstration, and picketing. This joint team will also review the status of all the cases where protesters have been arrested and prosecuted and advise on the way forward. So the government continues to monitor and facilitate the freedom of assembly with fairness and to incorporate the interpretation of the law provided by the courts in finding a balance between freedom of assembly and protection of the right to safety and security of the persons. I thank you.